Good day, everyone. This lecture is Mathematics for JS 3. The topic is trigonometrical ratio. At this particular section of this topic, we are actually going to look at the ratios of angles, how to find sine, cosine, and tangent of angles. If you don't have your textbook, please pause this lesson and then go get your textbook. And for me, I am with New General Mathematics for Junior Secondary School, UBE edition. Then I have to open to page 269. Make sure you've opened there. When you've opened to the place, you'll find out something very unique. You find out that there is a table in this place. That table is captioned sine of angles. Angle, that is X, is in degree, which means the angles are in degree. If you get to the next table, you will see cosine of angles. And if you get to the third table, you will see tangent of angles. All these angles are in degree. Now, this table is so designed in such a way that it has rows and columns. The first row has numbers from point 0 to point 9. The first column has numbers from 0 to 45. That's under S. In the first column, we have X. Then under that X down, you trace numbers from 0 to 45, and then from 44 to 89. Now, you also have another row and column for difference. Now, you find out they say add difference in the case of sine. So, it is this column that we use to find the sine, cosine, and tangents of angles, just say ratios of angles. This time around, we are going to look at signs of angles. Have to find the signs of angles. Remember, the book I'm using is New General Mathematics for JS 3, UBE edition, and the page is 269. Good. If you are there, let's look for sine 30 degree. Now, to look for sine 30 degrees, see that X. Trace that X down to following the numbers till you get to 30 degrees. That is it. At that 30 degree, you know, there are numbers in rows. If you want to trace those numbers in rows, in fact, the first number among the numbers in rows with 30 degrees is 0.5000. That means sine 30 degree is 0.5. Now, the other three zeros that made it up to four digits is irrelevant, or do I say they are not significant? These numbers were just there to make up the numbers to be up to four digits. You know, if you watch the table, you realize that most of the numbers in the table are four digits. That's why we call the table four-figure table. Okay? Having done this, let us look at sine 52. Okay, you do the same thing. Trace that X down to 62. You discover that sine 62 under 0 is 0.7880. Good. Now, the next we are going to look at is sine 69. Sorry, let's first of all find sine 84.7. Sine 84.7. You will follow a similar pattern. Just trace the X number down, the numbers under X down to 84. Then, on that 84, trace those numbers in the same row with 84. You are going to choose the seventh number. You can now say that you have found the sine of 84 under 7.
The sign of 84 under 7 is 9957. I want you to know something very important here. They wrote 9957, but this is not actually the number. The number is 0.9957. If you watch, among the numbers in row in the same row with 84, find that the first number is 0.9959945. It started with zero. So as a result, every other number that follows must start with zero. So this we have 0.9957. Forget the fact that they wrote 9957. The reason why they wrote it that way is because they don't want to waste their ink, and they actually expected it to know. Although, I believe now you know. Good. You can simply put that sign 84.7 is 0.9957. How did we find out? We've looked for the sign of 84 under 7. Very good. Now let's look at sign 69.85. Sign 69.85. This time around, we are going to look for sign 69 under 8. 69 under 8. That gives us 9385. Of course, you know as much as I do that this is 0.9385. In fact, I want you to realize that any angle we are searching for under sine theta or sine of angles, that angle must begin with zero. That number must begin with zero, including cosine. Any number that we are looking for under sine and cosine must begin with zero. Now, this one they've written for us in this place, 9.385, it means 0.9385. Good. Now, remember what we are looking for is 69.85. Now, we have looked for 69 under 8, and we've gotten what we wanted. Then we must check at the next column. You will see difference column. You see other numbers from 1 to 9. You see, that is this difference column. So at that difference column, you will look for difference of 5. Because we are looking for the sign of 69.85, so we will look for the sign of 69 under 8, difference 5. Difference 5, if I count, it is, that is the fourth number. In the same row, at the difference column, in the same row, the fourth number, the number that falls under 4, is 2. So we've got to, if you look up, you will see that they gave you a specific instruction to add the difference. So you have to add the difference to what you got. The difference we found here in this case. Okay, difference 5 is 3, not 4, not 2, is 3. So you've got to add this 3 to 0.9385. When you add 3 to 0.9385, it gives you 0.9388. You see that? You cannot beat your chest to say that sine 69.85 is 0.9388. Finally, sine 47.37. All you need to do is to look for sine 47 on, sine 74.37. You look for sine 74 under 3 different 7. Sine 74 under 3 will give us 0.9627. Then, difference 7. Difference 7 gives us 3. So you add the 3 to it, it becomes 0.9630. Because if you add 3 to 0.9627, it becomes 0.9630. Therefore, sine 74.37 37 gives us 0.9630. So we have to go to the next page. The next page will show us something about cosine. So in the case of cosine, we follow similar pattern. The only difference between cosine and sine is that in the case of sine, we add the difference, but in the case of cosine, we subtract the difference.